You're not really burning any, like, you're not burning any calories. Most of us been sitting playing Call of Duty for 3 months.
Yeah, I wish I had a system. Also, I hope you don't have COVID because you just spit in my mouth from 6 feet away.
No chance.
if you're quarantining away from Sam or whatever, stay 8 feet away, possibly.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your hosts of the Bad Credit Podcast, God himself, Steven Angel.
Wait, can we stop the beat for a second? All right, first of all, you said you weren't going to do this. You're always doing this. First of all, you're the co-host. I'm the co-host. My name is Sam Hicks. I'm here too. We're both bringing fire. So we're just here to talk about normal stuff. And we're not gods. So I'm wasting my damn time. Just drop the damn beat. Shit.
Now it's Bad Credit for Life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
No.
We can't be stopped now. It's Bad Credit for Life.
Back at it again with another episode, bitches.
Back at it again with the New York swing. We're back in the studio. Hey, finally.
Listen, it's the
socially distancing, of course.
It's the first time that I'm not going to sound like a dickwad on the damn podcast. I'm excited about that.
What do you mean? What do you normally
have? Because usually it sounds like I'm talking in the distance.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm back in your face, and I'll keep bringing it, and you'll keep listening.
Lots to get into today. We haven't done a true podcast in quite some time.
Been a while.
And I feel great. How you been, Sam? What's been going on in your life
here?
Yeah,
I'm fresh. I'm clean. You know, I've been quarantined probably kind of hard over the past few months because my restaurant's been closed. We're going to try to open in 2 weeks. If Nashville doesn't screw it up more.
Right.
Then I will. But I've been at home. I've been able to kind of like get my, I've got my wits back about me. I'm recharged. I'm refreshed. I haven't sat on my ass in quarantine. Most people have been like watching movies, eat snacks, putting on that quarantine 15. I've lost 18 pounds. Like, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the pecs right. I'm trying to get the triceps tight, and I'm trying to get my booty right.
Dude, my tits have grown 3 sizes like the Grinch's heart when he's seen Christmas, bro.
And to be fair, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible during this quarantine not to put on weight, because if you really think
Obviously it's not because you didn't, motherfucker.
Well, but what? I've been working out. I'm saying if you're not like constantly waking up every morning and working out, this, that, and the other, it's hard, because if you really think about it, think about how many steps in a day that you take if you actually go out every day doing everyday activities. So if you think about your body just burning that off of metabolism, you're not really burning any, like, you're not burning any calories. Most of us been sitting playing Call of Duty for 3 months.
Yeah, I wish I had a system. Also, I hope you don't have COVID because you just spit in my mouth from 6 feet away.
No chance.
if you're quarantining away from Sam or whatever, stay 8 feet away, possibly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, also, I don't really want to spend the whole time talking about COVID, but I do want to ask during these times that everyone keep at least 6 feet away from my girlfriend because her legs spread very easily. And that's not true. I love my girlfriend.
Obviously not true. Duh.
But that's a funny joke.
It is a good joke. Steven's a comedian nowadays.
I've been doing these little fucking stand-up deals here. We went out last night. Twin Kegs, little show hosted by John Hitchcock. He's a famous YouTube. He's got like 245,000 fucking subscribers on YouTube where he just shoots guns.
Huh.
He's like him and his dad. They just blow shit up with guns and they're on the internet. BSAT, shout out head ball coach in Treasure County. He knows who he is. Because, you know, he's all into shooting
all
guns.
Into guns. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't mean to get all into that. I don't know what happened. Oh, yeah, you spit in my mouth.
Oh, whatever. We ain't going to talk about that. Let's get to... Hey, listen, we got another good one today. I'm your man, Sam Hicks.
And if you listen through the whole episode, you're going to be able to win a brand new car.
We're going to play it State of the Art, Ford-ish. You know what sucks is that I think they lost their sponsorship with Ford, and now they never show any episodes that have the Ford Edge, so I can't hear him say it anymore, and I'm so pissed about it.
It really pisses me off. I had a whole bit I was going to do, but it thrived around Ford Edge.
Yeah, now you can't even do it.
I mean, I can't say, brand new car!
Yeah, it's like...
What do you think about this? Do you think if I impersonate Steve Harvey that's racist?
I don't think it's racist, but I don't think a lot of people will get it. That's the problem.
Well, he has... No, I think a ton of people watch the show, but here's my problem, because... I'm going to be Steve Harvey sounds very stereotypically black. Like, he just does. And I feel like people are going to think I'm like doing something wrong, because there's this guy, and I ain't going to say names or do the bit or nothing, but a guy who's in the like open mic circuit right now. I've seen him do this bit several times where he is basically ends up impersonating Bernie Mac, and it's funny to me. And actually,
That's hard.
Oh yeah, and I think he does a good job. But did you hear that? I thought I heard a door shut.
Thought I did too. We might die, so we're gonna try to post this before we. No.
Right, but he did it a few times, and it was primarily white crowds. Well, we were in a room where there were a significant number of like black people there.
Right,
and the room was different. Felt weird. And then he asked them, what do y'all think? Like, he just stopped because nobody was laughing or getting into it. And they're like, I don't know, man. It's a little off, man. And it's like, damn, well, I guess they were offended. I don't know, you know, but right. They didn't think it was as funny as everybody else. Right. And so that makes me think, I'm going to want to get up there and be like, I'm your man, Steve Harvey. And then they're like, yeah, you're racist, bro. You got a mullet. You can't impersonate a black person when you have a mullet.
Yeah, that is tough. Yeah, your look that you got going on right now makes it harder for you, too. I will say that. But also the time obviously makes it sensitive at the same time. So I don't know. That's tough. I mean, Bernie Mac is a tough one to do anyway because he is dead. So that makes it even tougher.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't just give him like, it's some of my bitch, like blah, blah, blah. Like, you gotta be like, oh shit. Like, and he's a king of comedy. So is Steve Harvey. So that's tough because they both were in the movie. So that's like, you gotta be
right.
You gotta nail those if you're gonna come with it.
The other day I did a thing, going back to the mullet thing, I was like, yeah, man, I can't lie, I'm a little racist. I hate all races, but primarily the race I hate most is NASCAR. You know, and then whatever, and it went whatever. And then when I got off stage, the guy was like, yeah, Steven, you didn't have to say you were racist. We all knew when we saw your mullet.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's so funny. That's why, like, most of the shows that you do, you need me to be like walking with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like, oh, that guy hangs out with the black guy. So obviously he likes black guys.
Yeah.
So he's a good guy.
But you can't wear fucking preppy boy clothes like you got
on.
Yeah,
I got like these polo flip-flops and these polo shorts.
They're like, they're both racist.
They're like, it's church polo too. They'd be like, all right, those are frat boys probably. His dad's a lawyer, so he's probably racist against black people too. Like, it does no good.
I said this to you on the phone the other day, but last night I was going to this new mic, and it was in this place called, what did I say it was called? It was called Everything Bar and Lounge or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
In like a, I don't know how to properly say the thing, but
an actual hole in the wall.
A hole in the wall in the area of town was a hole in the town.
A hole in the city.
Yeah. Yikes. I mean, it was in a area where the gas station had bars on the windows. All the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And I was like, all right, I'm going in. But then it's like 100% African-American. Like, I would have been the only non-black person there. And I got a mullet. And one of my jokes is a little iffy on whether or not it could be racist. I was like, no, I'm just scared, and I ran away. I literally got in my car and ran away.
Oh my God.
And I feel bad about it. I feel like I didn't have enough balls right there.
The funny thing is I feel like if you really, really, really want to like submit yourself as a solid comedian, if you can't walk into a room full of black people in the crowd and make
you're
them
right.
laugh, you're not going to be successful.
You're right. And that's why I wanted to do it. I was like, right. I got to prove, but I'll be honest, I'm not that good yet. I didn't have the confidence in my material. I had all new jokes. I wrote all new quick jokes and I wanted to try them out. I didn't have the confidence to try it out in that room. You know what I mean? But
right.
We don't got to talk about that the whole time. It was just
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, once you get a little bit more comfortable, then go for
the way it.
It
went last night, I would do it now. I would go into that room. I would like to think I would go into that room now. I'd like to have a friend with me, but.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, I'll do it. I'll be the token. Yeah. Tighten up, Titan fans. Let's talk football.
Football!
So, here's what I want to know. And I'm going to put this poll up on Twitter. For anybody that follows me on Twitter, SamHicks615, I want your answer to this. So, the NFL is considering possibly making fans sign a waiver to go to NFL games to not make the teams liable. And the consensus that I've gotten is about 99.9999% of real Titan fans are like, yeah, just send me the waiver, I'll sign it. Like, if I want to go to a game, I want to go. So I don't really know. I don't really think that's going to, like, sway anybody from going. The question is Nashville and is America going to get themselves in a position where they can wear these masks long enough to kind of lower this curve to where they even let us have the opportunity to sign the waiver to go to the games? That's what scares me. Because I would like to go to a couple of the games, and I got a couple of them marked on the calendar. But if we don't do what we're supposed to do now, as i.e. wear the mask. I'm a GM of a restaurant. We're supposed to open in 2 weeks, and we just went back to phase two. A lot of businesses are going to close because of the fact that most people just are so wound up. They don't want to follow those protocols, and they just want to go out. And I get it, because I kind of felt the same way. But looking at it from the outside looking in, if you really think about it, it's really going to affect a lot of people.
Dude, I mean, we're going to be in this state for a long, long, long time, because here's the thing. If you could personally take every individual in the entire world, lock them up for 6 weeks, it would be a gone. But that's never going to happen, ever, ever. Even if we shut down to plan zero, what is it called? Stage zero, phase zero, where right. We're all inside, you can't come out. Right. There's going to be people out there mixing around. It's never going to go away. So then you got to ask yourselves, do we just go on with our lives? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think there's going to be fans in the stands when football season rolls around. It's just impossible. It's only a month and a half away. So what do you think is going to happen magically before then? There's no fans. They can still probably play. Maybe not high school football in Tennessee. We should have asked Blake what they decided.
I don't know what they decided.
From
what I've seen, they really want to start it on time.
Right. But here's the thing. We're going back down. I just don't see how football is going to be ready.
How do you do... Like NFL, like professional teams, I get because they make so much money and stuff like that. How do you do like a high school football game with no fans?
Well, just like you do a normal high school girls softball game. Girls softball is going to be like, nothing changed. This is awesome.
I hear you. There's
two guys in the stands. I'm going to stop
and
right
our
there.
Our families. But so yeah. I guess I get that, but.
But I don't know, man. Yeah. I'll sign the waiver. I would go. Are they going to let me go? Probably not. Right. You know what I mean? Right. What are y'all doing? So, Sedona Tap House, that's where you work.
Yeah.
When y'all are opening on July 13th?
July 13th.
And, I ain't going to say that. But, so what are y'all going to be open for? You don't even know yet, or what?
Open for, what do you mean?
Half flag, half staff, half whatever.
It's gonna right now. It's gonna be 50%. That's all you can do. 50% capacity.
No bar.
I think some people are doing 50% at the bar because it's like they changed some of the stuff around with like how they're doing the restrictions because it's like a revamp second phase. Mm-hmm. So I may be able to do like 50% at the bar, but I mean. From what I've seen in Germantown, like we may do like 12 to 8 and then see how it goes. And then on the weekend, maybe do like.
Talking about 12 to 8 parties?
12 to 8.
Time-wise. Time. Yeah. If you're in Nashville and you're a Titans fan, go support Titans Twitter man, Sam Hicks, over at Sedona Tap House. It'll mean a lot. He'll come over and talk to you from a safe distance. Y'all can talk Titans football and you can enjoy some good food. Featured on Barstool Sports Show, Kitchen. What was the show?
$20 Chef.
$20 Chef. Go look up the episode. Fuck it. If you remind me, I'll put the link down there in the bottom. You can go watch Sam on Barstool in there.
That was a good time.
He's like, you can have this dish.
I don't even remember. The funny thing is, it's been so long since I've worked a shift at a restaurant. Like, I'm anxious because I'm like, I just want to be open and have a restaurant open. And just to like to know what it feels like. It's so crazy that it's been that long. Like, think about how long it's been since you like done anything like you, with your old job that you may have that you left. Like,
what do you mean?
Think about how it would feel.
Oh, if I had to go back into accounting right now, I quit accounting in November of fucking whatever.
Yeah.
I did throw up. 2019. And I'm trying to look for accounting jobs now and just imagining. Actually, I've gone for a couple interviews before all the fucking world started ending and shit. And man, I couldn't even talk intelligently about the thing. Yeah, I was like, yeah, debit or credit or I don't know, accounts payable.
I was looking the other day at like, because we're going to have a shortened menu, obviously, because we don't want to have.
Oh, man, y'all still going to have them truffle fries?
Of course.
Yeah.
So you don't want to like, but you don't want to waste stuff. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, let me try to make a menu of our top selling items and stuff like that. And I'm going through all the recipes and I'm like, dude, I hope that like when the staff that I bring back remembers how to make this stuff because it's been so long since we've been in it. And when we're talking about a restaurant, imagine being closed, being like I got a doctor that's married to one of my cousins and like he's like, office is closed until like, you know, the middle of July right now, we closed down because of stuff going on. Imagine going in there the first day and then being like, hey, like I need to get my blood drawn. And she being like, oh, I don't remember how to hit these veins. And just start stabbing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of things that like go into that when an economy shuts down like that. Like, it's a
whole fucking thing. I don't even want to get into it, but right. Have you not, billionaires are getting way richer right now.
Crazy rich.
Because the stock market is like at an all-time high right now. Imagine that. Most of the people are out of work. And the reason is because I don't know enough to speak intelligently about it, but it's like all the rich people have the money to purchase assets. They charge more for rent. They charge more for whatever to buy products. And
So the stock market took a dive, obviously, when everything happened.
The billionaires took advantage of the low prices.
Of course. Which I'm mad that I didn't, too. I could have gotten Penn National Gaming at $4, and I didn't. And it shot up to 40. I bought it at 28, and I'm mad that I didn't buy more when it was down to 4 because I missed it. But now, I mean, obviously, it took a dive last week because of the spikes again in COVID. But it's going to shoot back up again, and everything's going to go to the moon because, I mean, we've just been here before. As America, we've been. This is obviously unprecedented, but we've been in certain situations where we're like, okay, we got to find a way to bounce back. Like, it happens.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's, fuck COVID, you know, whatever. What the fuck are we going to do about it? I feel like we need to get in some more Titans talk here. And this isn't necessarily Titans talk, but this came up earlier. Mariota, is he a franchise quarterback at another place? The Raiders, whatever the fuck city they're in, Las Vegas.
So we both talked. We were talking about this, and I think that right now, I think that John Gruden, he has a 10-year hundred million dollar contract. $100 million. Yeah.
And the good thing about COVID for him was he was already cutting his own hair, and so now he just fits in.
Jesus, so. He's got a lot of pressure to kind of perform when it comes to the Raiders. The Raider fan base is awesome anyway. Plus, they're making that move to Las Vegas, and they got that badass, like, Death Star-looking stadium.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of pressure. Derek Carr, he performed really well early. Now, he's kind of fell off. I do think that it's a huge opportunity for Mariota. I don't know if John Gruden will commit to him off the bat.
I'd like to say that I would love it if Mariota went in, took over, they fucking win the Super Bowl, and everyone's mad that we got rid of. But here's the thing. what I expect to happen there, and this ain't going to be popular with a lot of people, but they got two choke artists on the same team in the quarterback position. They're going to go 0-16, bro.
I think if I had to predict their record, I would say...
less than 8.
Yeah, I'd say 6-10.
Yeah, right. Less than 8 wins is what I was saying. Yeah. Because... seriously, they got the at one time highest paid quarterback. Maybe he still is. I don't know the rules or whatever, but
No, he's not now.
Well, he was the highest paid. Then he goes out and just shits the fucking bed.
Not even close.
Mariota, we saw him shit the bed over and over again. In those pressure situations, it seemed like it wasn't even that much pressure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now he's going to a new city. He's going to a new city on a team that's going to a new city. It's Las Vegas. The pressure is going to be so high. He's going to be going against the highest paid quarterback who's probably going to shit the bed himself. Like, it's going to be a fiasco over there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like their camp before they start the season is just going to be like them both fighting for the job. And then John Gruden being like, listen, somebody win the job. Please, like, do something to show that you want to stop throwing interceptions in practice. Like,
they're going to end up either hiring Colin Kaepernick or Baker Mayfield. No. What's the other guy that's just like Baker Mayfield?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, no chance.
I feel that they're the same person, Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield.
They were supposed to be, but Baker looks like he might have a little bit more upside, but not a lot.
Just less, you know, and I hate to say this, but less mental illness, you know.
Yeah.
That plays a large key in life. I feel that, I don't know if you can do it 2 years in a row, but whatever, but that, what's that program that they'll show that follows the teams around?
Hard Knocks.
Yep. I would have loved to see them follow the Raiders this year. I didn't watch it last year.
I didn't watch it last year either.
They're following the Chargers this year.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Who the fuck's on the Chargers?
I don't even know. Oh. They hired I don't even know who they hired for quarterback, but Indiana got Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting. I'll be interested to see that.
Who is Indiana's quarterback?
Who was it?
No, who is it now?
Phillip Rivers.
No, who is it now?
Phillip Rivers.
Chargers. I said the Chargers.
You said Indiana. You might have thought you said Chargers.
Maybe.
Go back and listen. And I'm gonna. Maybe. Nah, I'm not gonna edit this enough, but I would have played it again. Yeah. But just go back and listen. But Indiana's I don't know who Phillip. Fucking Chargers quarterback is. It's probably Bob Johnson, some fucking guy, car dealer. You know, 2 years ago he was working at a car dealership.
I feel like I should know this though. Shit, I do know it.
While he's sitting there thinking about this, we want to tell you that if you want to get a free investment opportunity in the cryptocurrency world, you need to go on your app store now and download the Pi Network. The Pi Network is a cryptocurrency app where it uses the power of your phone to mine cryptocurrency called Pi. And, you know, right now, it's not worth shit. It's not worth anything. But if you would have gone on the ground floor of Bitcoin, you'd be a fucking millionaire. That's what we're hoping happens here, guys. It's free. You download the Pi Network. You use the referral code Stephen Angel 1989. That's capital S, capital A, Stephen Angel 1989. And you're in. You got to be invited by somebody that's already in the network. And that's what's cool. And then when you sign up, you can get your friends and shit to sign up using your code. The more people you got, the quicker you earn the shit. And then when it becomes traded, hopefully you have a lot of money. And even if it's like a dollar a coin, you know, you might get like $100. Who knows? You might not get shit, you know? But what did you lose? There's no downside. It's free. It's fucking free. It doesn't like tear your phone up. It doesn't do shit. It's just sitting there running in the background. You got to verify that you're a human once a day.
There you go.
Button
go
you
for it.
Sam, motherfucker, do it.
Right. Yeah, they drafted Justin Herbert from Oregon, and then they have Tyrod Taylor as a backup. I don't think that they
Who's Justin Sherbert?
Justin Herbert. Oh. They don't have anybody
Who is that
makes them he was a quarterback for Oregon last year. Oh. They don't have anybody that makes them eligible to be on Hard Knocks whatsoever.
No, that's the why. Raiders, that's the whole point is
the Raiders moving to Las Vegas is a lot more intriguing.
Yeah, but you know, really, well, fuck. No, but they do that because they follow the least likely team to be worth the shit, you know?
Yeah, well, they're not following the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Who's their quarterback?
Trash.
Trash McGowan.
Minshew.
All right, so what about Cam Newton going to the Patriots?
I get it. I'm not surprised because I knew that they were going to make some kind of move because there's no way you comfortable with the quarterback that you got.
Who was it?
What's his damn name?
Edelman?
No, not. It probably should have been. Oh, Stenum.
Stenum sounds like something you do to your dick when you buy yourself. Or actually, if you're in the doctor's office.
Yeah, no, he just wasn't good. Like, they showed somebody had a video clip of whenever he got in the game last year, whenever they took Brady out because they were winning by a good little amount. And they put Stenum in, and he threw an interception, and Brady got pissed and made the coach put him back in because he was like, what the fuck? Like, after one interception, he's like, yep, you're out. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. I really hope Cam Newton does well over there at the Patriots.
He should. I mean, they got him for so cheap. Like,
yeah, I saw where Ray Sherbert, or what's his name? Raymond Sherman. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cornerback, Raymond Sherman.
I knew his name until you started fucking it up. I can't even think of it.
Jay Bobson. Whatever. You know who I'm talking about. Sherbert.
Yeah, I know
what, you're about. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know, man.
Something Sherman. Richard Sherman. God dang. God
damn.
IQ points dropped 12 since the announcement of Ray Sherman. No, but I guess he was saying something like, it's a shame that we ain't paying men out here enough money. It's like, well, he's the one who accepted the offer.
He was like, I can't believe a former MVP is getting paid this. But at the same time, if he meets all the incentives, he can make $7 million.
Right. But, and the thing is that program takes what it has and elevates them all.
Of course,
so
yeah.
They'll do well. Yeah, so that's great. I don't know a lot of other football. I like talking about this like it's going to happen, and then I go, oh, COVID, fuck, you know?
Right.
But
Speaking of Titan stuff that has to do with COVID, we've been waiting to find out about Jadeveon Clowney being healthy, if the Titans are going to sign him or not. He just worked out in Houston. Looks fucking good. Like, I don't understand what else we need to do. We need to, like, figure out a way to pull the trigger. I know there's a lot going on and stuff, but that's our weakest point of the team is our pass rush. And, like, we have to find a way to pull the trigger on Clowney.
Yeah. And is it the two-armed or the one-armed Clowney?
Okay, there's no two-armed, one-armed Clowney. Clowney is not the Twins.
Oh.
He's the guy from – he was played in Houston. He's there – defensive end.
Oh, my bad.
See, I can't talk football if you don't know where I'm at.
Who's the one-arm guy?
I don't remember their names.
I think it was Ray and Bob One-Armed.
Oh, yep. That's about right.
God. Woo-hoo! Dude, I'm on a bang energy drink right now. I ain't been drinking alcohol, so I had to been getting fired up on goddamn, what do you call it? Caffeine. Boy, is it working. I seen a video of fucking Derrick Henry catching a medicine ball and running up a hill real fast. That was exciting to watch.
But it worked, boy.
You know,
RIP to defenses that have to tackle that.
Yeah. But like I said, hopefully we get into it. What else? What else? What else, bro? What do you think about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett?
Jada Pinkett.
Pinkett.
She tried to deny it, but...
I don't even know what's
open,
going on.
They've had an open marriage for a while,
yeah,
from what I've heard. So it's not even news to anybody except for the fact that nobody ever knew anybody else that the other was sleeping with until now. Now she's trying to deny it, but come on, man.
Man, I wish we could just stay out of people's business. Like, who gives a fuck? Why is that news? And I shouldn't have brought it up. Well, I brought it up. Now I'm saying I wish we could stay out of people's business.
You did bring it up, which means you were in the business.
Yeah, I take it back.
It happens. It's impossible not to pay attention to what people have. The Smith family is one of those families where, like, it's already interesting because of how different their kids are. And, like, Will's so famous because of – but it just makes it, like, it's hard to look at it from the outside looking in, because Will was always so clean cut and didn't have any controversy. And then Jada seemed like she was clean cut, like she appeared on like his show back in the day, and then like it's always worked out for them, for like those two, and they've always seemed like such a good couple. And I just feel like now they just like, I don't know, the story is, I guess, they're just like, hey, we're life partners, but we're not like physically attracted to each other anymore, which is weird, but
I don't know, man. To each his or her or their own, you know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have brought it up. I feel guilty about it now. Shouldn't have brought it up, dude. I shouldn't have. What do you got else to talk about?
You know, I really ain't got much else to say. You know, quarantine's been one of those things where, like, I've been so damn locked up. I don't even pay attention to what most of these people have going on. I stay in my bubble. I try to interact with people that want to talk about the Titans. And that's about it.
Yeah, some of y'all guys need to follow me too, at DGen4Rails. It's so hard to tell you what that is.
Yeah, you need a better name.
You can't change it.
Yeah, you can.
You can't change your at.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm not going to. DGen4Rails, the number 4Z on the end of Rails. Let's go. What, do you want to end the podcast now? It wasn't very funny or very good, but...
What you got to talk about?
Well, this is bad credit, all right? And we're doing this.
We got bad credit.
Oh, and pretty soon, I know, you know, for everybody who knows who this is... I'm going to be starting a podcast with Tyler Edwards, an MMA fighter guy from Hartsville. What we're going to do, we don't even know what the name's going to be. We're trying to come up with a cool name.
It's in the developing process.
Yeah. But we're just going to, it's going to be focused based locally here in Middle Tennessee kind of shit. We're going to have on like local up and coming MMA fighters and also comics as guests.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And just get into weird shit. He's got like a whole setup of, fighting shit in his basement where he trains. So he wants me to start training. We might film some of me getting the fuck beat out of me.
You might want to get in a little bit of shape before you take your shirt off.
Well, that's what he was saying. That I was like, dude, I got to get in shape. He's like, you'll get in shape if you do this. I'm like, all right, well, you know, maybe that is a way I could get in shape. Who knows? But anyway, so be checking that. It's going to be on the Bad Credit Podcast Network. So there'll be a link on the website. I don't know what it's going to be called. It's going to be called something.
Still undecided on the return to Burma Road because we don't know what the football season's going to do.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Easton Stacy. He'll be helping out with that when it does come back. Shout out Blake Satterfield. I think he unofficially agreed to come on and interview. I've been playing a lot of Warzone with him, so I've been like just mentioning it casually as we're knocking motherfuckers down. Have you been playing Warzone? You piece. If I had a video game system, I would play Warzone all day, every day.
I know you would. That's
that shit is so. Last night, I was over at my boy Sporty's house, and I did the best I ever did. Me and another guy were playing duos, and I came in fifth.
There you go.
We're going in. I was getting kills. I was knocking motherfuckers down. I've been watching Bobby Lee, Eric Griffin, and some of their friends online on Twitch. They stream.
Yeah.
Dude, I've always been like, why the fuck do people watch people play video games? And now, literally, I probably watch an hour a day of them playing. And so now I got the strategy in my head. Even though I don't play, I know what to do. You know, it's just the hand-eye coordination thing where I'm a little off. But I know all the strategies and shit, and it's fun like that.
It doesn't matter. Twitch is huge, man. People that know how... We were born 4 years too early. If we would have been 4 years later and we played like the way that we played, we could have made some money. Because if we'd have had a stream of us playing like late nights up here, playing NCAA and shit and streamed it, everybody at our high school would have watched if we would have been in there like talking shit and stuff.
Yeah.
We could have got views. We'd have had 300-400 views a night. Like, we could have...
Oh, that would have been fun. We used to have those little tournaments and shit.
Yeah, we'd have made money. And then we could have, like, taken a stream on the road. Like, if me and you would have been into it, we could have streamed it when we had that tournament at the football field, too. Like, I mean, we would have got thousands.
So I wanted to ask you this. This has to do... Because, you know, I drive Uber and Lyft and all that, so I'm on the road all the time. I want to ask you if you... I want to ask you what you do when you're turning left at a red light and you don't have the arrow, the green arrow. It's just green and you got traffic oncoming, so you can't turn. Explain to me through the process what you would do.
what I would do was I'd sit there in that lane and not turn unless there's no traffic coming through.
And so what happens if the light turns yellow before you can go?
No, you just wait.
See, did you know that that's the most inefficient way you can do it, and there's a law that helps you do it better? And no one in Tennessee knows this shit. And the way I found out was I was listening to 104.5. Actually, I was on Twitter back in like November. Kirk Herbstreit, he texted, or he put on Twitter.
I saw that tweet. Actually.
He said, why do people stop at the in the turning lane when they're turning left? And I was like, because nobody wants to clog up the middle because that's being an asshole.
Right.
Then they go on 104.5, and he's like, dude, where I'm from, we creep out into the interstate. Motherfucker. He's like, we creep out into the intersection, and then when the light turns red, we just turn left.
Yeah, they
and,
do.
I was like, well, you're a real asshole. But then they had a Metro PD officer. No, actually, I think he was a state trooper. Come on. And he was like, no, the law in Tennessee is you inch out one at a time. A car can be in the intersection, and you cannot get a ticket for running a red light, in quotations, for turning left on red, because it's your right of way. So one at a time, a car goes into the intersection, and you wait for the traffic to quit coming, you can turn left. But if the light turns red before you get to go, it's your turn to go, and you can't get a ticket for that. So that saves you like 5 minutes on every red light.
Yes, it does. I don't know if I would try it.
I've been doing it.
You've been doing it?
I've been doing it, and I love it.
I think I've only done it like once or twice, but it's not. It feels uncomfortable.
Oh, it does. When you first start doing it, it doesn't feel right. And but now I do it every time, dude. And I'm telling you, yeah. I've probably saved hours on my life because I drive
it
so much.
I see it every day. It's just
that's what you're supposed to do. And then also, do you know what the slowpoke rule is?
No.
About the left lane?
Yeah. You put slower traffic in the left? I know that.
No, slower traffic on the right. You're supposed to pass on the left. Here's the rule in Tennessee, though. It only applies to highways with a median. So like if it's a road in the middle of Gallatin where all the lanes are together, you can be in the left lane all you want, although it's still probably an asshole move. But the law applies to only like places where it's a divided highway with a median and it's three or more lanes. In that case, you should never be in the left lane unless you are making a pass.
Right.
And if you are, you can get a ticket. No comment.
I thought you had to go a certain speed limit to get a ticket, though.
I mean, you probably get a ticket for speeding as well, but
I meant if you were going a certain, like, under the speed limit, because, like, I've been in some states where they'll have, like, minimum speed limit.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing, too, but that's not the slowpoke law. The slowpoke law is only, you can't be riding in the left lane, you have to be passing, and then you gotta get the fuck out of the left lane.
I should probably have tickets in, because anytime I travel, I'm in the left lane. Cruising. Yeah,
that's an asshole, bro. You shouldn't do that.
Nobody's behind me, but
I know. But but you could get a ticket for riding in the left lane,
right?
But it's only three or more lanes on a divided highway with a median. All right, here's another thing. We're doing traffic laws today. That's what this podcast has come to.
Right.
But I just want to see what your answer is, because most people don't know or do these things, and it annoys me. Like, all right, it's a four way stop, and you're pulling up to the four way stop. Who has the right of way?
The first person that stopped at the four-way.
Let's say there is no first person. You're just pulling up to it, and everybody's already there.
Oh, that's tough. The person to the right?
Technically, I guess that could be right. But you're thinking about it. But you're in a circle, though.
Give me my money.
No, that ain't really right. That's only halfway.
Give me my money.
So in a situation where there's nobody at the four-way stop right now, and then two or more people pull up, it starts with the first person who got there, but then it goes clockwise. So if you pull up and it's already happening, it should just continue to go clockwise. But around here, everyone thinks it's the first, they think it's first come, first serve. And so it fucks up everybody. And that's why everybody's like, you go. I don't, who's going to go? It's so fucking annoying. It's like, no, it's clockwise, motherfucker. Let's keep it moving. You know, so annoying. That's my annoying annoying traffic laws.
So technically, I was wrong, because it'd be the person on the left if you're going clockwise, if you pull up to a stop sign.
Well, you're in a circle, but no, if you think about it, the person to your right should go before you go. You see what I'm saying? Because clockwise goes that way. Yeah. So that's why I said sort of you're right.
Yeah.
And then motherfuckers that are on side streets. I don't even know how to explain this one, so I ain't going to do it. If we're on a video or something, I could explain it.
Right. The things that you learn while driving.
Oops. Oh, dude, you learn a lot. You also learn that you can get by with just about damn anything if you got a lift sign in your damn car.
Yeah.
Doing fucking U-turn. I did a big old U-turn across Broadway yesterday right in front of a cop. He didn't do shit. I just put on my flashers. Had to run some food in there down there to somebody. Give them some foods. Well, I hope y'all fucking enjoy that. Shit. So
we're gonna start recording regularly again, so we can actually get better content out, be more fluent, and get back on our grind. We just got to get things back to normal, man. I mean, this is no different than anything that anybody's dealing with when it comes to this whole fucking situation we're in. It just kind of throws everybody off. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. Send us emails in so we have some shit to talk about. Badcredit615@gmail.com. Go to, I always say iTunes, but go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating. Leave a comment so we can shout you out on the podcast and subscribe to the show.
That's all you got to do. It's simple. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us in life. Follow us.
Follow the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Like I said, we'll keep praying.